Good morning, 7:52.
More than a month after Hurricane Sandy, frustrations continue in New York and New Jersey. Many people remain without a home. Others have no running water, heat, or electricity. Commentator Cal Thomas notes a striking difference between Superstorm Sandy and Hurricane Katrina.
Good morning, gentlemen. With Katrina, voices on the left cried racism, remember? They accused the Bush administration of not doing enough because the majority of New Orleans residents were black. With Sandy, the media have been mostly uncritical of President Obama. With Katrina, they blame Bush for everything except causing the hurricane. Did you see the video of the man at a town hall meeting with FEMA officials on Staten Island? He pointed his finger and accused them of incompetence. The man confronted President Obama when he toured the area. He said the president twice promised to cut red tape but didn't. He said the president lied. The same man said at the town hall meeting, quote, "I'm sleeping in my car with my wife. My kids are somewhere else, but that's where I'm going to spend Christmas." If the big media and the left accuse President Bush of racism because of New Orleans, could President Obama be said to not care about whites on Staten Island? Well, both charges are or would be ridiculous. There's a double standard, though. We're seeing it in the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy. Mike and Bruce.
Cal Thomas, part of commentary and analysis from all sides here on WTOP.